The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
I say God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
Turn to the person by you. Tell the person, I'm glad you are here tonight. Because your life will never be the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We want to thank the Lord for yet another night. And especially for those of you who are following on Facebook and
podcast.
We welcome you to our prophetic crossover. I like the scripture that the program began with.
He
told me 31 verse 6.
Be
strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has not forsaken us. He has not abandoned us. The Lord has kept us.
We're crying.
Until today. And the Lord is still keeping us. And taking us to another realm. And taking us to another level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God does not start something he can't finish. God does not begin something he cannot conclude. When he starts it, he has already finished before starting. When he begins it, he has already ended before he began. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight, we want to look at a few scriptures. We want to look at Judges. Chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. Verse number 14 to 16. Judges 6, 14 to 16. The Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? But Lord, Gideon asked, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 17, Gideon replied, if now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you. And the Lord said, I will wait until you return. Amen.
Amen.
There is a great message here. But this is not the time to preach that message.
Now, when you emre ya, make cancer asem no.
That message is good for Sunday.
Now, asem no, ayema kwesiada.
That we are coming to do our Isaac prophetic sacrifice.
Aye, baba, Isaac, in come se affordable.
Let's also go to First Samuel.
Yenko samu huma edikai.
Chapter 17.
Eti dunsong.
Verse 45.
Chichomo 89 enum.
to 47. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistines' army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at Joshua chapter 3.
Joshua chapter 3,
verse number 5. Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Tomorrow, the Lord will do amazing things among you. I say to somebody here, your tomorrow is better than today. Your tomorrow is better than your yesterday. As long as Christ lives, your tomorrow is more glorious than your today, than your yesterday. You haven't seen it yet. The best is yet to come. I said the best is yet to come. Sometimes God waits for the enemy to do his worst. And then he will pull a surprise and cause the best to happen. The best is yet to come. I said the best is yet to come. As long as Christ lives, your best is yet to come. I say your best is yet to come. In the midst of the suffering, in the midst of the disappointment, in the midst of your disappointment, in the midst of your setback, in the midst of your challenges, the best is inside. I said the best is inside. The best is inside. I said the best is inside. In the midst of your failures, the best is inside your failures. In the midst of the bitter experience, the best is in the bitter experience. The best is in the bitter experience. The best is in the bitter experience. That is the nature of the God we serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 In Luke chapter 13,
Luke Ahoma Etidu Miensa,
verse number 33.
Chichomo Ebiasa Miensa.
Luke 13, 33. In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. I must keep going, for surely I must keep going today, tomorrow, and the next day. Listen to me. No power can stop you in Christ. No power can stop you. No power can stop your dream. No power can stop your testimony. No power can stop your expectation. You are moving on. You are moving on today. You are moving on tomorrow. You are moving on the next day. I say you are moving on. You are moving on. In Christ, we are unstoppable. In Christ, we are unmovable. In Christ, we are unconquerable. It's a matter of time. Jesus said to them, "Put me to death. sure the mics are not too high? Am I only hearing them? Are you okay with it? Congregation, are you okay with the mics? Maybe because I am closer to them. It is okay, the background. Okay, it's okay. Listen to me. Jesus said to them, kill me.
Kill me.
Put me to death.
Kill me.
And on the third day, I will rise again. 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 Before then, he spoke these words.
Answer no, answer me.
Say, I must keep on moving. I am moving today.
Me come and even
I am moving tomorrow.
Me call Ochina.
I am moving the next day.
Me call that this will be on so.
Until I finish my destiny.
And copy some area, me share.
Listen to me, church.
What tell me answer for?
You are getting there.
Who do her?
I say you are getting there.
Who do her?
You are getting there.
Who do her?
You are getting there.
Who do her?
In Christ Jesus.
Our Christ of
all. No power can stop you. No power can stop your dream. No power can stop your destiny. Let the whole church. Let me put it this way. Let the witches of the whole world. Let the witches of the whole world. Let the witches in the family. Let them all rise up against you. They cannot stop you. They cannot stop your dream. They cannot stop your destiny. They cannot stop your testimony. Look, it may appear as if they are winning. It may appear as if you are losing. It may appear as if you have been slowed down. It may appear as if you have been delayed. It may appear as if you have failed. It may appear as if you are falling. It may appear as if you are standing still. But listen to me. The resurrection power that dwells in you cannot be stopped. The resurrection power that you have inherited can never fail. The resurrection power that dwells in you can never be conquered. The resurrection power that dwells in you that you have inherited in Christ can never be stolen, can never fail, can never be denied, can never be delayed. Hallelujah. Manifesting Pentecost.
So with that Pentecost AD.
And the resurrection is our team.
Any
manifesting Pentecost.
So with that Pentecost AD.
Manifesting Pentecost.
So with that Pentecost AD.
And the resurrection. Manifesting the resurrection and Pentecost.
So with that any Pentecost AD.
Or manifesting Pentecost and the resurrection.
And now that Pentecost any
Listen to me.
But hear me.
If you catch this revelation,
so when you say
that Jesus who died,
now Jesus who we know
is alive again. He's alive again. He's alive again. Listen to me.
Hear me.
When Christ died, he died with you.
I knew the way.
He died with you.
I knew and the way.
When he went to the cross, he went to the cross with you. You were with him. You were hiding in him.
Now where see when you move
on the cross?
I was saying, so
the Bible said that he has tasted death.
Now trying to say what so
once and for all.
And prayer
for every one of us.
Emma Obibia.
He has died.
Where who?
Once and for all.
And prayer
for every one of us.
Emma Obibia.
So when Christ died,
it am not Christ of who you know.
He died with us.
And he and the who
he died with our dream.
And the entire who
in fact, when whatever the devil did to Christ, he did to us.
Oh, yeah, no,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
Exactly to us.
And no, pepe, no, yeah, yeah.
Christ only represented us.
Now, yes,
we were hiding in Christ.
Now, yeah,
the devil didn't know that we were hiding in Christ. He was only seeing Christ. He didn't know that all that he was doing to Christ
Christ, no.
He was doing to us. Yes, and Jesus was buried.
Now you see Jesus.
So we were buried.
Our
dreams were buried. Our destinies were buried. Our testimonies were buried. But as he said, I must keep on moving. I must move today. I must move tomorrow. I must move the next day. I am unstoppable. Nothing can stop me. So in the same way, as he was buried in the tomb, by the third day, the grave said, I can't hold my Savior. I can't hold the one who created me. I cannot hold him. Hell said, I can't hold him. So by the third day, the grave released him. Hell released him. He arose. And you know who arose? You arose. He arose with you. He arose with you. He arose with your dream. He arose with your testimony. He arose with your destiny. He arose with you. When Christ arose, you were the one who arose. When Christ is arose, the right word.
Yes.
But I don't like arose. I like another word. When Christ resurrected, look, he already resurrected with you. I say he resurrected with you. He resurrected with your dream. He resurrected with your testimony. He resurrected with your destiny. That is why, as long as it is in Christ, it never dies. It never dies. As long as it is in Christ, it never expires. It never expires. It never expires. It never dies. It is alive. Your dream is alive. Your destiny is alive. Your testimony is alive. It's alive forever. It's alive forever. What the devil is afraid to say, he is about to say. What the devil is afraid to hear, he is about to hear. 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 He is about to see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why you must hold on.
Anything else, of course, was so bold.
Jesus said, the word I've spoken to you.
Now, yes, guys, in some of my country, I'm on.
Our spirit.
And your home.
And they are alive.
Now, here, and quan.
Live with the resurrection.
Now, I say, I'm sorry, Nick.
Live with Pentecost.
Now, the Pentecost is to.
It's a life full of spiritual energy.
Hey, Abraba, who man who are doing quan.
It's a life full of hope.
Hey, Abraba, in that song, quan, say, mama.
It's a life full of faith. It's a life full of joy. It's a life full of miracles. It's a life full of testimonies. It's a life full of advancement. It's a life full of fulfillment. That is the resurrection life.
When sorry,
that is Pentecost life.
When Pentecost,
oh, it is a life.
Oh,
a life that is full of spiritual energy.
A
life full of hope. A life full of faith. A life full of joy. A life full of expectation. A life full of great happenings. A life full of miracles. A life full of testimonies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the resurrection life.
When you are sorry, Abraham, no.
That's the Pentecost life.
When you Pentecost, Abraham,
in the coming month, the Lord says, we should live the resurrection. We should manifest the resurrection. We should live Pentecost. We should manifest Pentecost. A Pentecost life is a life that's alive. Did you get that?
What you say?
A life that is alive. Pentecost life is a life that is alive.
Pentecost abrabon,
not a life that is dead. Many Christians are alive, but they are dead. They are alive. In fact, this morning, No, by that time it was afternoon, after 12, maybe 1, I was asked to come and pick up something from somewhere. And whilst I was driving there, either the Lord or the Holy Spirit, sometimes I can't discern who is speaking to me. Sometimes it's clear that is the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's clear that is the Lord Jesus. Then I started, there was a conversation going on in me. He said, look, this is the man. Jesus Christ.
Yes, you please so.
Anywhere he was.
Ebia no wo bia.
He was a solution.
Na oye muaye.
He was answer.
Oye muaye.
Any situation he entered into.
Na ti bia ore mo so.
The moment Jesus enters into a place.
Na yesu ra bebia.
Solution comes.
Na muaye ba.
Answers comes.
Muaye ba.
Breakthrough comes.
Bufe ma ba.
Even at a wedding,
Empo,
when embarrassment had come, the mother just went to him and said, embarrassment has come.
Oh,
he said, Mama,
I see, Mommy,
my time has not yet come.
Memory,
then the mother went to the disciples. Because the mother knew that there is no way that Jesus will be in a situation and that situation will remain the same. So he went to the mother. Whatever the disciples say, whatever he tells you, do it. Whatever he tells you, whatever he tells you, do it. Because the mother knew that Jesus can never be in the situation. And that situation will win. Just after that, Jesus told the disciples, fill the drums. Tell the chairman that they should fill the drums. And after that, they should fetch and give to the chairman.
The
here was a man who was in the boat with the disciples. And a storm
came up.
He just got up and said, peace. Be still. Here were the disciples rolling on the sea in the night, and the storm caught up with them. By the time they realized, in the storm, here was a man walking on the sea coming towards them. Here was the man who had that his best friend Lazarus was sick.
Lazarus was here.
But he didn't bother to go. By the time he responded, Lazarus has died.
Lazarus was who?
And been buried.
Ah, yes, you know.
And when you got there, the sister said, if you had been here earlier,
oh, kaoba hand tema.
That was a rebuke. It was a gentle rebuke.
I say, enumka, omoka no okwampa bi so.
Why are you here now?
Adena sabri asa na oba.
When we call you, didn't come.
Yefra wa mba.
Why are you here now?
Adena wa sabri.
That was what Mary actually wanted to say.
Weni ni ananka Mary pesa onka.
But she was afraid.
As you know, it's true.
She respected the master.
Na obuora no pa yi.
Why are you here now?
Adeji na fe na wa ba ha.
When you heard the message, you didn't come.
O ti ase no amba.
Now that the thing is spoiled.
Na sabra de na say wie no.
Now that you have come.
E fe na wa ba.
But Jesus said,
as Jesus catch any say,
your brother will live again. Mary said, I know.
Now Mary can show me him.
I know that on the resurrection day.
Meaning say, oh sorry, Edano.
He will rise again.
I'm sorry for you.
Jesus said.
Now yes, you guys say.
I am the one.
Meaning yeah.
Who caused people to resurrect?
Sorry.
I am the resurrection.
Me no, sorry, no.
Me that you have said.
Me no, home, no.
I am the resurrection.
Me no, sorry, no.
I am the one.
Me no.
Who tell any dead thing to rise.
Me kache, ne, we be,
so
sorry.
The one who gives life.
Ne, oma, unkwa, no.
To dead things to live.
Oma, ne, matina,
is the one talking to you.
Oh, no, no, one, ne,
so it doesn't matter.
It, fa, oh.
How many days.
Na, no, do,
Lazarus has been in the tomb.
Lazarus, our,
all no, no. I need.
Ne, me, here, ne, sir.
Remove. The stone. Remove the stone. Remove the stone of unbelief. Remove the stone of doubt. Remove the stone of fear. Remove the stone of unforgiveness. Remove anything that will prevent his power from working in your life. That is the stone. Now,
Sabri.
So when this conversation was going on,
it is uncommodious question also.
This person, people can never leave him. So always crabs were looking for him. In fact, it was a pastoral message I was having. Many pastors are lazy. Many pastors, we have failed God. We have failed God. There are churches you enter and dead. The church is dead. The church is dead. Music dead.
Drums
dead. Preaching dead. Why should people stay in that church? Pastor, when you walk into a place with a problem, what is your impact there?
Now, how can he stay?
When people are crying in the house and the pastor arrives, is the crying going to increase? Or the crying will stop? Those of us who say we are pastors and leaders, this is a message to us. Now, where is the same Jesus?
Now, yes, we know where.
That Jesus I've mentioned in all these situations. Where is he?
Now, yes, now
where is he?
Over here,
the same Jesus is leading you.
Now, say yes, Ukruna eti womo.
So what is his effect in your life? If he's really living in you, why is your life so dry? Why is your business so dry? Why is your marriage so dry? If the same Jesus that walked into situations is living in you, that means that whatever he was, you are. Whatever he did, you too you can do. When you enter into any place, you can do the same. But you know something? I will tell you what the problem is. We fail to create the atmosphere. Jesus is living in us. But we don't stir him. We don't arouse him. When situation comes, we are afraid of what we see. Like the storm. When they saw Jesus coming, Peter said, if it is you are not a ghost and you are real, bid me to come. Call me to come. Peter started walking. Wow.
Oh.
Hey, so I'm also walking.
Hey, Mr.
Wow.
Wow.
Then all of a sudden, Peter's faith was tested. The water shook like that. And then Peter's legs started saying, hey, I am sinking. I am sinking. And Jesus held him. That is what is happening to us. our focus is on the problems. What the media is telling us, what we are hearing, after you listen to this fine message to encourage you, the moment you step outside there, and you hear that the government says this, the media says this, the government, not Omanpeni, the government says this. The media says this. They are saying this. Oh, we are dead.
Oh, yeah, who?
With the Jesus in you.
Now, yes, no, oh, no.
You get to your market. Nobody is coming. Everybody is saying. Don't buy. Now things are difficult. You are also singing the same song. They are not buying.
Oh,
things are difficult. Jesus is still there.
Na Yesu. Oh,
he's sitting there. Look, Jesus is not going anywhere.
Yes, uncle, baby.
He's sitting in you. He has given you birth. So you are a kind of Jesus. Let me tell you what you are supposed to do. We must create the atmosphere with your mind, with your mouth, and with your action. When David was going to face
Goliath,
David didn't look at the size of Goliath. No. David created an atmosphere with words. Saul said to David, this man, you can't fight him. He has been fighting from his youth. Let me tell you, as a matter of fact, Saul was a principality. Goliath was a principality. Goliath had never lost a battle. Goliath was supported by five demons of the Philistines. They surrounded him. So anytime there is a battle, they become like a mountain around Goliath. So while Goliath is moving towards the enemy, the enemy is not able to see him. And so he walk over the enemies like that. And he was feared by everybody. But when David, a man, with the Spirit of God, appeared on the scene. David knew how to bring Goliath down. He created the atmosphere. He spoke words. He said, even though you come against me, with spear, with sword, with javelin, I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, who you have defied today. Today I will strike you down. I will kill you today. And all nations will know that there is a God in Israel. The moment David spoke those words, all the powers surrounding Goliath, they disappeared. They disappeared. They disappeared. But Goliath didn't know. Goliath didn't know that he was now lonely. He didn't know that he was now lonely. Because when the powers were disappearing, they didn't announce it to Goliath. They couldn't announce that, hey, Goliath, these words, they are missiles. We can't stand these words. Bye, 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 bye. They didn't announce to Goliath, though. They just disappeared. And Goliath was thinking, I am still there. With that one, only a stone. In fact, somebody said, when David released the stone, look, anywhere that stone struck, Goliath would have died. Because it was a poisonous stone. And somebody also said, God held the head of Goliath. When he saw the stone coming, he wanted to dodge. But God held the head. He couldn't turn. God held the head. Look, in the coming month, God will hold your enemies. They cannot dodge your weapons. They cannot dodge your prayers. God will hold them. Your weapons will strike them. Your words will strike them. You will strike their target. You will strike their target. You will strike their target. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gideon created an atmosphere.
Gideon says,
Gideon created an atmosphere.
Gideon
created an atmosphere. Gideon created an atmosphere. When the angel of the Lord appeared to
Gideon,
he said, go in the strength you have and deliver my people. Gideon said, how do I know that you are the one? Wait for me until I bring a sacrifice. Until I bring a sacrifice. Gideon created an atmosphere.
Joshua
told the people, consecrate yourself. That's another atmosphere. Consecrate yourself. Make yourself clean. Because tomorrow, God is going to do amazing things. Ensure that you are clean before God. Ensure that you are clean before God. Because God is going to visit you and do amazing things. That's another atmosphere. In Acts chapter 1, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You will receive power. That power. Power comes to create atmosphere. Power comes to create atmosphere. The atmosphere of Pentecost. The atmosphere of Pentecost. That is what you are carrying now. In the coming month, you must leave Pentecost. You must leave the resurrection by creating the atmosphere in your mouth, in your mouth, in your mind, with your actions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pentecost is a life of hope.
It's
a life of energy.
It's
a life of faith. It's a life of miracles. It's a life of healing. It's a life of testimony. It's a life of freedom. In the coming month, you are going to walk in freedom. You are going to walk in Pentecost. You are going to walk in the resurrection. In the coming month, nothing will frighten you. In the coming month, you are going to conform to conquer. You are going to war to win. You are going to sacrifice to soar. Because Jesus Christ is gone ahead of you. The angel of the Lord is gone ahead of you. Rise up with me right now. Say, I welcome Pentecost. I welcome the resurrection. 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 Say, oh Lord, I am alive today, because you are alive. I am alive, because you are alive. I am alive, because you are alive. I am alive, because you are alive. What you are, I am. What you are, you have made me to become the same. What you are, I am. I am alive, because you are alive. I will continue to live. Because you are still living. Because you are still living. And you are my life. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. Death cannot conquer me. The grave cannot conquer me. Just as death could not conquer you. Just as the grave could not conquer you. conquer you. In the same way, death cannot conquer you. The grave cannot conquer you. The devil cannot conquer you. Hell cannot conquer you. I am moving on. I am moving on. Today, tomorrow, and the next day, I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. Because Pentecost lives in me. The resurrection lives in me. Jesus Christ lives in me. So I am moving on. I am moving on. My tomorrow is better. It's more glorious. It's more glorious. It's more glorious. My tomorrow is better and more glorious than my today. Than my today. Because Jesus lives, I am alive. And I will live. 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 Oh Lord. Thank you for the month of June, for the month of June, for the month of May, for the month of May, for the 31 days that you fed me. 31 days you preserve my life. 31 days you protected me. 31 days you provided my needs. You supply. You watch over my life. 31 days you gave me rest. You did not give me up to my enemy. 31 days and the years behind, it is all about you. You are the one who has brought me this far. You have brought me this far. You have brought me this far. Oh Lord, since you have brought me this far, you are taking me further. 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 Therefore, you month of June, open your gates. Open your gates. Open your gates. Open your gates. Let the gates of the month of June be lifted. Be lifted. Be lifted. Be lifted. For the Son of God, the daughter of God, to enter into you. I am entering with victory. I am entering with power. I am entering with favor. I am entering with grace. You month of June, you are pregnant with my blessings. You are pregnant with my testimony. You are pregnant with my healing. You are pregnant with my testimony. Therefore, two month of June, release, 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 whatever blessing that you are pregnant with, release it now. 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 Month of June, release your best. Release your best.
Release your best.
Into my life. Month of June, I must testify. I must give that testimony. I must give my testimony. In the month of June, I must give that testimony. I must give that testimony. I must give that testimony. I must give that testimony about my marriage, about my husband, about my wife, about my health, about my career, about my miracle, about my healing, about my deliverance, about my wedding, about my pregnancy, about my childbirth, about my breakthrough. I must give that testimony. 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 Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, in the mouth of Jew,
in the mouth of Jew,
I subdue.
I subdue
the kingdom of witchcraft.
I
subdue the Marie kingdom,
the
Juju kingdom,
the
ancestral kingdom. I subdue.
Fire, 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 fire,
Jesus name. Amen. Know something?
When it be.
The Bible is the greatest prayer book.
Now, trust him, no, I am Bible who make a pa.
Every word in the Bible, you know, I owe you 20 cities. You haven't reminded me.
I say, be a watch, trust him, no, no.
She gave me a revelation this morning.
And I pay on my DV.
During the podcast.
Yeah, podcast,
I was thinking the only thing you can pray in the Bible.
Now, say, I didn't back to me on
the power. Are the names.
Hey, Dino.
And Abraham, they got Isaac.
Now, Abraham,
and Isaac begat Jacob, Jacob begat this. This one begat this. That one, you can't pray. I thought you can't pray.
But she said, no, no, I said,
if Abraham begat Isaac,
say Abraham be Isaac,
anyone who is looking for a baby,
if Abraham begat
Isaac,
say Abraham be Isaac,
Isaac begat Jacob and Esau.
Now,
and Jacob begat this,
and Jacob
begat this, then me too, I must begat. I must be God.
Yes,
I
say me.
I must be God.
I say me.
My womb must be God.
I say my womb.
Before I speak to any womb here, that is not bringing forth.
I will be
you alone. Must bring forth
now.
Look. Yes. You can begat ideas. You can bring forth ideas. You can bring forth business. I never knew this. I never knew that you can pray like that. That was a revelation. Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but the Spirit of God. Look, you can open the book from Genesis. In the beginning, God. So today, God, begin the day. Begin the day. Begin the journey. Begin this program. Begin this project. Begin. 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 Look, the evil forest exists. Ezekiel 20.
Ezekiel 20.
To 49. There was an evil forest there. It's a prophesied forest. I will send fire. Ezekiel 20. You know we are online. And you need to explain some of these things because not our levels are different. Son of man, set your face toward the south. Preach against the south and prophesy against the forest of the southland. It was not just a physical forest. The word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am about to set fire to you. And it will consume all your trees. Both green and dry. The blazing flame will not be quenched, and every face from south to north will be scorched by it. What has trees done to God? Is God afraid of trees? Is God afraid of trees? What has trees done? There was something going on in that forest. There are some evil activities going on in that forest. I think I gave another scripture, Jeremiah 21 verse something, about the evil forest. This morning during podcast, I gave those scriptures, evil forest. Yes. The battle of Absalom, it was fought in the forest.
Yes.
Look, God has revealed evil forest to me. For the past 3 weeks, the two of us, we have been dealing with evil forests. And some people are already having some testimonies. Say any evil forest. For my father's house. For my mother's house. For my community. Any evil forest. In the city. Holding my dream. Holding my destiny. Holding my testimony. Holding my career. Holding my finances.
Satan, holding my marriage, any evil force holding anything of mine, release it by fire, and cut fire, release it by fire, and cut fire, whatever you are holding, evil forest, release, 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 release.
Jeremiah 21:14, evil forest, I will punish you as your deeds deserve, declares the Lord. I will kindle a fire in your forest that will consume everything around you. Occultism in the forest. A lot of evil. Look, there are forests you enter, you will not be found again. There are forests with graves holding people's destinies. Physically, a lot of evil go on in forests. Physically. And there are spiritual forests also. Say evil forest. Connected to me. Shut your gates. Against accidents. Against premature death. Against all manner of wickedness. And evil. Shut your gates. Against the
plans of the devil. Shut your gates against them. Shut your gates against them. The month of June. Shut your gates. 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 Against my enemies. Shut your gates. Against failure. Shut your gates. Against disappointment. Against miscarriage. Shut your gates. Shut your gates. Against death. Against death. Against premature death. Against misfortune. Against poverty. Shut your gates. Shut your gates. Against the weapons of
darkness.
Shut your gates. Shut your gates.
Shut your gates.
Shut your gates.
Shut your gate, 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 shut your gate,
shut your gates, 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 shut your gates,
according to Psalm 140 verse 8.
You
month of June. Never permit the desires of my enemies to come to pass. You month of June. Deny my enemies. Their desire. Deny them their desire. Those who wish my downfall. Those who wish my downfall. Those who wish me dead.
Those who
want me dead.
Those who
want my downfall. Those who want me sick. Those who want to see me paralyzed. Those who want to see me destroyed. Those who want to see me poor. Those who want to see me a failure. Deny them their desire. Deny them their desire. Deny them their desire. Their desire should never happen. Their desire should never happen. Their desire should never happen. The month of June, I am not crossing into you with any sickness.
In Jesus' name.
Now, prophetically, turn your back. Turn your back right now. Those of us here, our back is here. You are going to raise a wall of fire. You are going to raise a standard of the Holy Ghost against against your past. The evil of your past. Your painful past. Your evil past. Your difficult past. Some of it, as you do this, sicknesses will leave your body. I'm telling you.
Okay,
as you do this, certain things will begin to happen to you. Remember, after Pharaoh has released the Israelites, the moment they left Egypt, he changed his mind. He called his army commander. What mistake have we done? Let's pursue them. There are some things that God has taken out of your way. But they still want to pursue you. Say now. Lift your hand. Raise your hand towards your past right now. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, as I lift my hand against my past, my difficult past, my painful past, my disappointing past, my evil past, I raise a standard of the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost fire against my past, any evil that want to pursue me, any painful experience, any sickness and disease,
any demon,
any principality,
any power, anything.
That want to pursue me. Into the month of June. Into the month of June. Be consumed.
Be consumed.
By the Holy Ghost fire.
By the Holy Ghost fire.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Be consumed.
Be consumed.
My past.
You can't follow me.
Into
my future.
My past.
Remain there.
For my tomorrow.
It's a new experience. It's a new song. It's a new testimony.
Therefore, my past.
You can't follow me.
Into my present. Remain there. Be frozen. Now.
I enter.
Into my new realms.
I enter into my new realms. Into a new environment. It's a new month.
It is a new month, a month of resurrections, a month of Pentecost, a month of miracles, a month of miracles, a month of breakthroughs, a month of happenings, strange happenings.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.
shall have.